because I think I'm important, okay? But I'm afraid if I stood down there, nobody would be able to see me. So that's why I'm up here. Yeah, and if I was down there, I don't even think I could be responsible for my actions. I think I'd be wandering up and down the pew. So I'm just going to stay up here for my own safety and for yours, okay?
This morning, we are going to be looking at the Psalms. And for those of you who have been here, when I've been speaking the last couple of times, that's where I've been. So today is Psalms chapter 27. And the Psalms have been called the nourishment for the soul. Nourishment for the soul. So how is your soul this morning? You know, some of you, when your cell phone starts getting down, you know, into that orange or that red zone, you're like, oh no, I have to find an outlet quick. Does someone have a cord, right? You need to recharge. Is that kind of the way you feel this morning? Is that the way your soul feels? You need a recharging of your soul. You know, we need to get into the Word of God and let God's Word get into us. And the book of Psalms really does a great job of allowing that to happen. It took about 1,000 years for the book of Psalms to be written, and there's a bunch of different authors. And David wrote about half of the Psalms, and that includes today's as well. And the Psalms really gives us a glimpse into the character and the attributes. It's the intersection of faith and experience, and it records the cry of the human soul, where raw emotion meets with God. So today is Psalms 27, and it's about overcoming fear. Not avoiding it, but overcoming it. And what kind of fears do we really have? Well, I did some research. So here we have it. A couple of little charts. Wow, can you see that? Not at all. All right, well, I'll tell you what it says. It's a little chart right up on top. Number one, fear, public speaking, which I'm conquering right now. And, you know, some other ones up there, the fear of heights is up there, claustrophobia, the fear of spiders. Okay, I'm just looking at these fears, and I'm thinking, okay, in America, this is 2014 research, we got it pretty easy. Okay, if these are the things that we're most afraid of, we have it pretty easy. So let me bring you up to date here. Top 10 fears of 2017. Again, I don't know if you can see it. Can you guys see that? You can, a little? Ken, give him the glasses. Give him the glasses. All right. So, yeah, I guess the little small. All right. A lot of environmental concerns. A lot of governmental concerns. A lot of financial concerns, especially regarding healthcare and the incredible prices that you know we pay for healthcare. These are the problems that most people are fearful of. Well, David, when he wrote Psalms 27, and again, I don't know what David looked like. This is what Michelangelo thought. David, when he wrote Psalms 27, he was very, very fearful. Very fearful. And he had reason to be. There were enemies, real enemies, that meant to do him real physical harm. And we don't exactly know when this took place in David's life, but we need to remember a few things about David, right? He could have had confidence in himself. You know, I mean, after all, he was a great warrior. You know, as a teenager, he conquered Goliath, the Philistine giant. He also, you know, killed a lion and a bear as a shepherd. I mean, that's a pretty good resume for a teen. I think he could probably get a job at McDonald's with that kind of resume. All right? I mean, that's pretty incredible. He went on to have this very prolonged kind of a battle with Saul, you know, over the course of many, many years. You know, there was that issue, and then there were some other big things that happened with, you know, his son Absalom taking over, deposing him from the throne for a while, right? So he went through some times where he had very...